Home care, this is Sarah. How may I help you?
Hi, can I ask you a question?
Of course you can. How can I assist you?
Okay, so if you're receiving a grant to help you with your mortgage and you and a W-9 form has to be filled out because you're receiving a grant, don't you fill the W-9 form out instead of your mortgage company?
I don't know. This is Family First Home Care. I don't know if you, is that who you're trying to reach?
Yes.
And you think we fill it out, the W-9?
No.
Yeah.
My sister is going through this company,
Uh-huh.
and the lady that works for this company is advising her to she's going through this company
To get
get a
services,
grant.
yeah, to get the waiver.
Right. Exactly. A $2,500 grant.
Oh no, that has nothing to do with us. A mortgage, like we need the paperwork just saying, what she has and what the reason is, but in terms of us knowing anything about like the mortgage paperwork or anything, we just submit everything that the county requests. So what is exactly your question though?
Okay. The lady is advising her to take a W-9 form to her mortgage company for them to fill out. Her mortgage company don't fill out a W-9 form.
I
It
don't know
doesn't
what
make sense.
a W-9 form is, so let me look at this.
A W-9 form is what you fill out, like when you go to start an employ when you go to start
No, that's a
work.
W-4.
Oh, damn. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so let me look it up. So give me one second.
But it doesn't make, something's not making sense.
Say W-9. It's a request for taxpayer identification number and certification.
Exactly. It's her
Prepare
information that's
for the
being requested, not
latest
for the mortgage.
development. What is her name? Let me look at the notes in her.
Angela Addison.
Addison.
Yes.
AD.
ADDISON.
Okay. I don't have anybody by that name in our database. This is Family First Care. Is that where you, I mean, let me try a different sheet. I'm sorry. Hold on.
I'll put that in there.
All right, I'm looking through her touches. Let me see if I can find it. I'll just touch to see. I'll meet myself there.
Hi, no, I don't see anybody by that name in our database, but we do have enrollment specialists on staff that would, because is she getting this information from the county directly, possibly?
No, I'll have to ask her.
Yeah, because usually the way it works is she's going to need to go through the IEB. It's the Independent Enrollment Broker for the state of Pennsylvania. And when you call them, they're going to schedule assessments. And then this sounds like you're at the part where there's a financial assessment. So they need they need 5-year look back of her bank statements. And any transaction that is over $500, they're going to ask you what it was for. That might be an issue. That might be what she's talking about. Like, we need just confirmation that that's what you got that deposit for, that it's not going to be affecting anything else, you know, as income. You know what I mean? And then she needs to make sure that she makes less than $2,900 per month.
No, they're offering her a grant of $2,500.
No, I know, but that has nothing to do with home care, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like, this is home. This is home health care. Like, to get a caregiver to come to her home to assist her.
Oh no, I don't think that's what I need to be calling. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.
You too.